and to settle in, to arrive at this moment. Inhabiting the body, perhaps where it's the most obvious as a way to land. That might be the pressure of the chair or cushion or floor. It might be some other sensation. But bringing a sense of embodiment. A sense of presence. What is it to sit and know that you're sitting? Are there some obvious places of tension, tightness, in which there might be a little more ease or relaxation? Can be really supportive for loving kindness practice, for compassion practice, to have a sense of comfort without dripping and dipping into indulgence or passivity, but some uprightness as well as some comfort, maybe that extra cushion under the knee or support behind the back. Maybe not. Perhaps feeling a little bit of the releasing of tightness. Maybe it's subtle, a little bit of letting go, easing into the experience. and to breathe and know that you're breathing. In a relaxed, easy way. And then bringing to mind a lovable being. Someone that you dearly love, you have some warmth, some goodwill, benevolence, care, respect. And notice how you hold them in your heart. You picture them. Feeling your natural caring for them. Maybe saying phrases, maybe just radiating warmth, love, kindness, maybe just feeling into the experience of having that warmth and kindness. And then let yourself be aware of their measure of sorrows, their difficulties, and feel how the heart opens to wish them well, to extend comfort. This flowing of compassion towards a dear one, a loved one. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. If this feels difficult or difficulties arise, can just stay with the loving kindness for the lovable being. Or maybe bring in the phrase, it's like this right now. Keeping the dear one in mind, feeling your care, your warmth for them, and feel the natural response when you bring into your awareness their measure of sorrows, their measure of difficulties. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. If there's a sense of warmth or softness, spaciousness, well-being in the body, we can use that as a support. As maybe a type of fuel even, fountain maybe. Filled with warmth, warm-heartedness. Some people like to linger here. It's perfectly fine. It's a beautiful practice. But we can also imagine that this dear one, this lovable being, is viewing us in the same way. with warmth, with care. Acknowledging our difficulties and having the wish that they may be eased. Allow yourself to be the recipient of this compassion. To soak in it, so to speak. And then we can give compassion to ourselves in the same way, in just the same way. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. Maybe there's a specific difficulty you're having. Maybe it's a general acknowledgement. But nobody has a life without some difficulties. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. Can you notice how this movement of compassion for the lovable being is the same movement as compassion for oneself? The same warm-heartedness, the same care, same concern. This natural response of the heart. May I be free from suffering. May I know peace. Perhaps imagining what it would be like, the experience of being free from suffering, knowing peace. It's like this right now. And then we can extend this movement of the heart. This quality of compassion, care, concern for the whole world. There's plenty of suffering, plenty of difficulties. The same movement of the heart. Staying balanced, staying grounded, while also acknowledging there is a lot of suffering. May they be free from suffering. May they know peace. Maybe check in with the body just to help keep some balance and groundedness. While cultivating compassion for the world. It feels like not the right thing to be doing right now. It's like this right now. May they be free from suffering. May they know ease.